Hey there, awesome humans. Welcome back to the Motivation Spark. Daily boost and five your 5 minute burst of energy and inspiration to conquer the day. I'm your host, Jackson Reed, here to remind you that even with our crazy schedules, we got to prioritize that mental well-being. You know what I mean. It's like trying to run a marathon on an empty tank. Eventually, you're gonna crash. So today, we're diving deep into how to keep your head above water even when life throws you curveballs faster than a baseball game. First things first, remember that mental health is not a luxury, it's a necessity. Just like brushing your teeth or eating healthy, taking care of your mind should be a non-negotiable part of your daily routine. Ever feel like you're running on autopilot, constantly stressed and overwhelmed? You know that feeling when your brain just feels fried, like it needs a serious reset button? That's where prioritizing mental health comes in. It's about making conscious choices to nurture your mind and soul, even during those hectic days. Now, I'm not gonna lie. Finding time for self-care can feel impossible when you're juggling work, family, social commitments, and probably a few other things I haven't even mentioned. But trust me, even small steps can make a huge difference. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you prioritize your mental health. Number 1. Schedule it in. Seriously, treat self-care like any other important appointment. Put it on your calendar and stick to it. Whether it's a quick meditation session, a walk in the park, or simply reading a chapter of your favorite book, make time for activities that bring you joy and help you de-stress. Number 2. Learn to say no. I know, it can feel awkward at first, but saying no to commitments that drain your energy is essential for protecting your mental well-being. Remember, it's okay to prioritize your own needs. Don't be afraid to set boundaries and protect your time. Number 3. Connect with others. Humans are social creatures, and strong connections with loved ones can provide invaluable support during tough times. Make an effort to connect with friends and family regularly. A phone call, a video chat, or even just a quick text message can make a world of difference. Number 4. Move your body. Exercise isn't just about physical health, it's a powerful mood booster too. Even a short walk can help clear your head, reduce stress, and improve your overall well-being. Find an activity you enjoy, whether it's dancing, hiking, swimming, or simply taking a brisk walk around the block. And finally, number 5. Practice gratitude. Taking a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life can shift your perspective and boost your happiness levels. Keep a gratitude journal, jot down a few things you're thankful for each morning, or simply take a moment to reflect on the positive aspects of your day. Now, let's talk about something relatable. Imagine this. You're rushing around like a headless chicken trying to get everything done, juggling deadlines, errands, and family obligations. You feel overwhelmed, stressed, and mentally exhausted. This is where prioritizing mental health becomes crucial. Maybe you catch yourself snapping at loved ones, procrastinating on tasks, or simply feeling drained and unmotivated. Sound familiar? That's when you need to hit the pause button and take care of yourself. Step away from the chaos for a few minutes, even if it's just 5. Go for a short walk, listen to your favorite music, or practice some deep breathing exercises. This small break can do you wonders for resetting your mind and giving you the energy to tackle whatever comes next. So remember, prioritizing your mental health isn't selfish. It's essential. It allows you to show up as your best self in all areas of life, at work, with loved ones, and even with yourself. Remember those 5 key takeaways we talked about. Schedule it in, learn to say no, connect with others, move your body, and practice gratitude. These aren't just words, they're powerful tools that can transform your mental well-being. So go ahead, take action. Start small, celebrate your wins, and remember that you deserve to feel happy, healthy, and fulfilled. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some of your favorite ways to prioritize mental health? Share your tips in the comments below and let's inspire each other. And don't forget to subscribe to the Motivation Spark. We've got a fresh dose of inspiration waiting for you every single day. Keep shining, awesome humans.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.